episode today, we have Pelican State Credit Union's very own Lisa Cupid talking about the Credit Union's newest ATM management strategy. So check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Pelican State Credit Union's very own Lisa Cupid. Lisa, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
I think it's the biggest question of the last couple of weeks. So it looks like you guys are doing all right.
Yeah, doing fine.
Good, good. Glad to hear it. Hey, so we're talking about your ATM management strategy there at Pelican State. You guys are doing something pretty unique there. You guys manage more than 20 ATMs, which have created a lot of work for employees and kept your credit union from being able to offer new ATM services. So what's going on here? How are you guys managing all of this right now?
Well, it's going good now. Actually, by the end of 2020, we're going to have 27 ATMs.
Oh, congrats.
So we keep, increasing, and it's helped by moving over to Dauphin. We managed them all ourselves. We had one person, our ATM coordinator, that handled everything from contract negotiations, installs, cash services, troubleshooting, everything.
Wow.
She did everything. And it started to be challenging.
I could imagine. So how are these challenges kind of holding you guys back in this area?
Well, it involved having multiple vendors. So she was having to coordinate anytime a machine would go down, which they do go down, they're machines and mechanical. So
oh, yeah.
She'd have to coordinate security and our cash supplier to meet with the service providers. And it would hold up service times sometimes,
mm-hmm,
and she was
mm-hmm.
always on call. The more machines we got, the more members we obtained,
and oh, yeah.
the more challenging. So services, because we did have so many vendors, there were different compatibilities, what they would offer, what different machine types. So it was a challenge to try to coordinate where all of our fleet operating the same.
That's like juggling chainsaws and bowling balls and stuff, it sounds
yeah.
like.
Yes, she did great at it, but we were growing.
It's a lot, yeah. And well, that's kind of a good problem to have, I would think, if you guys are growing. So, but a problem nonetheless. So you turn the management over of your ATMs to the folks at Dauphin Debit, who I've heard lots of great things about. So why did you guys do this, and then how has it improved the situation?
Well, we heard good feedback from them. And we're always seeing other credit unions put out there on listserv different things saying that it's really helped them to outsource. So we just looked into it. We did some comparisons, our numbers. It was very important for us for servicing our members.
Mm-hmm.
The downtime, we wanted to make sure members had access to their funds, quickest capability
oh, yeah.
to... Yeah, checks being on hold. So we wanted to change some things like image deposits and offer different things so we could reduce some of those hold times.
Gotcha. And so what have you seen what have been the benefits ever since? Well, how long have you been working with Dauphin Debit, and then what have the benefits been ever since?
It's almost a year.
Okay.
We're about to go on a year. And the benefits is our service. I think our service level is better.
Mm-hmm.
They monitor the machines. They see when they go down. They handle all of the service calls. They try to troubleshoot themselves. It starts with them. And we're not the middleman anymore between the branches, the member,
mm-hmm.
and then calling all the different vendors.
Yeah.
So we have, it's a one-stop shop for
gotcha.
Us
yeah.
to where if we need something, we contact them.
Well, and I think that would free you guys up to do what you do best. I mean, according to what position you're in. So you're not like having to manage all that type of stuff. So that's
right.
pretty nice, I would think, right?
Right. We still have things we like to watch to make sure.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So we do monitor. There's still disputes, things like that. So we monitor it. But our ATM coordinator was able to move on to some bigger and better things and utilize her like that.
Ah, good for her.
Exactly.
So what goals did you guys look at to achieve in making this move? What were some goals? And did you achieve them, or are you kind of still in the process of achieving?
I feel like we've achieved them. Our senior management team, they're very important. It's very important to them that members are serviced well. They've serviced their members out in the community and consider our needs within Pelican of what we either needed to expand our department or do something different.
Mm-hmm.
And it's improved the service levels tremendously.
That's all. Well, I bet your members are appreciating it as well. My gosh.
It's less hold times. We have all image deposits now.
Ooh,
so,
cool.
You know, cash is not put on hold. They have access to their funds quicker.
Right on. Well, that's a good thing. We all like that, being consumers out there. We want to have access to our cash. So any advice to others out there who may have been in your shoes and are looking to kind of improve the ATM area in this respect?
I would tell them to definitely look into it. Do your homework, get feedback, do a comparison, see what each machine costs you to operate and what challenges you may have with it, and just reach out and see if they can give you a comparison to see. So each situation may be different for different credit unions, but I know for us it did help.
Right on. Good stuff. All right. Anything else to wrap up here, Lisa? Any final words of wisdom here on the ATM front?
I do want to mention their implementation was seamless.
Oh, good.
We were so used to having such hands-on every little detail that our coordinator would keep asking all these details, and Dolphin would tell us, we have it, we got it. Finally, we sat back and we said, okay, let's let them do it. Let's see what happens. And it was good.
Fantastic.
We really enjoyed them taking it over at that point.
Fantastic. And you guys are just a year into the relationship, and it sounds like it's humming along pretty nicely.
Absolutely.
Good stuff. All right, Lisa, I'm going to let you get back to work because I know you got a lot to do, so I appreciate the time. And congratulations on your success in this area. And maybe we can check in down the line and see how you guys are doing as well. That'd be fun.
And thanks for having us.
Oh, my gosh. You're welcome.